This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying Psalm 84 and discovered what's involved in having an encounter with the living God, or better yet, an ongoing encounter with the living God. We saw the psalmist's heart cry. Then he saw his heart set to be on a pilgrimage until he has a restored, ongoing encounter with the living God. The psalm closes with his expectation of heart bliss. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Notice the king is not desiring to get back to his luxurious palace or sitting on his throne. He'd be glad to just be a doorkeeper in the house of his God. That would get him close to God, where he would experience God as a sun to brighten his day and a shield to protect him. He'd receive from God favor and honor. Unable to describe all God would pour out on his life, he says, no good thing would God withhold from him. In spite of his dire circumstances, he was committed to walk blamelessly before his God with the prayer, O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man whose trust is in you. Do you desire such heart bliss? Have you ever experienced it? Is it your heart cry? Have you set your heart on pilgrimage, pressing on no matter what your struggles are today? Then press on to have a more meaningful, ongoing encounter with the living God.